local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Yes, it is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Happy Thursday. Hope it's been a wonderful day for you. Just one day left until the weekend, so happy early Friday to you. Hope you've got great weekend plans. And Gracie and I are still reeling from not being the Powerball winner last night, but congratulations to whoever that lucky soul in California was taking the $1 billion prize. A few happy Floridians after last night's drawing as well. Yesterday we asked the question, would we see Mega Millions and Powerball both get to $1 billion? Little did we know that it would not happen, but it would not happen after about 6 hours of us being off the air. So, so congratulations to whoever won that. Also, the shop owner who sold the ticket getting a $1 million bonus from the lottery today. So he's pretty happy about things right now. So as things stand, 5:13, we'll get a quick check of the roads and weather coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But first, want to hit our top three stories today. An emotional day for the family of Ladarius Clardy today, rather, as the jury reached a verdict after about 30 minutes and ultimately found 23-year-old DeQuavion Snowden guilty. The first-degree premeditated murder in Clardy's shooting death back in 2021. This was Ladarius Clardy's mother today.
I used to be so angry with you and your friends for murdering my son, but that was eating away at my soul. So now I pray for you. I pray that God will penetrate your heart to do the right thing.
So Snowden is sentenced to life in prison. That was the mandatory sentence for the particular charge. His brother Amos, who prosecutors say was one of the gunmen, is scheduled to appear in court in September. Also, the heat wave in Phoenix knocking down more records. The National Weather Service says one record fell on Tuesday when the temperature never dipped below 97 degrees, making it the city's hottest low temperature of all time. Later, the temperature at the airport came in at 119 degrees, the highest Phoenix has seen in 6 years, and breaking the record for that specific date. Also, still no word on what may have happened to the Army soldier from Texas who ran from South Korea into North Korea.
We've now reached out through multiple channels to the KPA to try to ascertain that information and get closer to an answer.
Travis King is assigned to Fort Bliss in El Paso, but was stationed in South Korea. The military said he got into a fight and was being sent home, but instead of getting on his flight, he joined a civilian tour of the DMZ. Those are your top three stories today. Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Well, we still have slowdowns in I-10 eastbound. That's going to be in Locksley. So the slowdowns in the westbound direction have cleared up, but eastbound still expecting delays. Again, that is due to an accident. Scene of the accident is at mile marker 45. That's near exit 44 in Baldwin County. Eastbound on I-10, going to be slow moving again. So if you see anything else on the roads, you have any details, give a call to the traffic line 850-262-6111. We do have some slowdowns also throughout Pace. That's going to be Highway 90 near East Spencerfield Road in the westbound direction. Taking a look at weather, we do have a heat advisory in effect until 7 tonight with mostly clear skies this evening and a low of 79. It's 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze, heat index of 103. Also, this traffic and weather report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at some more local headlines, discarded cigarettes in a trash can are being blamed for a house fire in Cantonment that left four people displaced this morning. According to North Escambia, that happened shortly after 11 at a home on Pauline Street near Old Chemstrand. Investigators say the cigarettes were discarded into a trash can that was located near the back of the home. Thankfully, there were no injuries. Family members identifying the fatal shooting victim from early this morning in Pensacola, 19-year-old Marlon Jarvis died after he was shot near O'Reilly's Tavern on Creighton Road. A PPD spokesman says the shooting happened at around 1:50 this morning. No word on any suspects. You're asked to call PPD or Crime Stoppers if you have any information. Meanwhile, in Santa Rosa County, a homicide investigation underway there after 70-year-old Stephen Lee Jernigan was found dead at a home on Schnoor Road just off Chemukla Highway last night. Detectives suspect that foul play did occur, and they have reason to believe it was not a random act. Also, the city of Pensacola unveiling their proposed budget, coming in at $313 million. Mayor D.C. Reeves says it's an increase of $36.5 million from the current year's budget. A big reason for that is the airport fund is up $23.7 million, $15.3 million of that coming from federal grants. And you still got about 45 minutes to head to a local Walmart today as Escambia and Santa Rosa school leaders are stuffing the bus to get back-to-school supplies into the hands of kids that really need them.
The first thing we do is look at our student list for McKinney-Vento, and those are students who are designated as homeless under the McKinney-Vento definition. And then we also look at our students who are receiving free or reduced lunch. From there, we also take parent applications of families just saying, hey, I'm in desperate need. So we try to meet whatever need our families have.
Santa Rosa's communication director, Tanya Shepherd, there. So there are six Walmart locations, three in Escambia, Blue Angel, Mobile Highway, and Creighton Road, and also in Santa Rosa, Tiger Point, Navarre, and Pace. So the Stuff the Bus campaign going on until 6 o'clock this evening. Just shy of 5:20, we'll take a quick break and come back with a look at our state headlines. Hour number two of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to remind you that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are God's creation, and marvelous are His works. You bear the stamp known as the Imago Dei, as you are made in the image of God. So there's no sense in worrying about how tall or short you are. There's no sense in comparing your looks to the looks of someone else. God made you just as you are. The Bible says He covered you in your mother's womb. He formed you in her belly. Psalm 139:17 says that you are in God's thoughts. I'm telling you, He loves you very much. The exact way He made you provides you unique opportunities to live for His glory. So praise Him for His marvelous works.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, Escambia. Today, we're talking trash, specifically bulk waste.
Starting July 1st, 2023, Bulk Waste Service will be called for pickup. You can schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included and no additional charge.
You may schedule a free bulk waste pickup or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee by calling customer service at 850-476-0480. Check out ecua.fl.gov for more information.
Know what to throw, 850.
Hurricane season is here, and making sure you're ready is key if you need to evacuate. Evacuations typically don't have to be hundreds of miles. Having at least half a tank of gas ensures you can evacuate the necessary tens of miles to a safe, sheltering location when a storm threatens your community. Check with nearby friends and family now and have a plan in place for what to do if you are ordered to evacuate. Visit halfwayfullhalfwaythere.com to learn about more ways to be prepared.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
News Radio Pensacola, a great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. 850-437-1620 is the text line. Always appreciate all of the texts we get on a daily basis, whether it's what we're talking about or just those traffic tips. We certainly appreciate your listening and interaction with us. 523 here. We'll get a quick check of the roads and weather in just a moment. A couple of quick state headlines first, and troubling stories here in Florida today. First, an 18-year-old Miami mother free on bond right now after allegedly trying to hire a hitman to kill her 3-year-old son. Police say Jasmine Paez used a parody website to find somebody. That parody website's owner contacted police, who reportedly didn't believe them at first, and they provided them with the information that Paez had given the website. She's now charged with solicitation of first-degree murder.
Yes, really freaky and weird. Mm-hmm. In South Florida, a jury is agreeing on a $800,000 verdict against McDonald's and the franchise owner. So this case stems from an incident that happened in 2019 where a 4-year-old girl was burned when she dropped her hot McChicken nugget, and which became wedged between her car seat and her thigh. So the food was handed to the girl by her mother, who purchased it through the drive-thru.
Also, the Florida family accused of selling their miracle mineral solution for COVID, AIDS, and Alzheimer's has been found guilty. The jury needed just 30 minutes to find Mark Grennan and his sons, Jonathan, Joseph, and Jordan, guilty of conspiring to defraud the U.S. government and FDA. That carries a prison sentence of up to 5 years. 525, Gracie has a check of the roads and weather.
Well, we do have some slowdowns right now on I-10 throughout Pensacola. This is going to be in between the Pine Forest and 29 exit. Looks like there is a small accident that is causing these delays, so it is backing up past 29 in the westbound direction on I-10. Also, we have some slowdowns throughout Pace on Highway 90. This is also due to an accident right off of East Spencer Field Road, so expect some slowdowns in both directions, but the westbound lane is backing up. Again, that is going to be Highway 90 throughout Pace. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6111. That's a traffic line number. Also, for weather, we do have extremely high temperatures this afternoon. It's 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze. With a heat index of 103, we do have a heat advisory in effect for this evening till 7 p.m., as well as a heat advisory for tomorrow as well. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. In more state headlines, 5 Powerball tickets matching 5 of the 6 numbers from last night were from last night's drawing were sold in Florida. So 4 of the tickets were worth $1 million, but the 5th is good for $2 million because it included the power play option by doubling the $1 million prize.
Live ammunition will be used in a reenactment of the deadly Parkland school shooting Attorneys and experts for victim families made their case.
The live rounds produce a particular sound that the blanks simply don't when the projectile leaves the barrel.
We think that the live rounds are more appropriate.
The reenactment is part of the civil lawsuit against Scott Peterson, the former school resource officer who claims he didn't know where the more than 70 bullets were coming from during the shooting. Parents of victims believe using live rounds over blank ones will prove that Peterson heard the bullets and failed to act.
Also, just another tragic story coming out of Florida. There's another tragic hot car death, this time in Baker County. So police say that Rhonda Jewell was arrested for aggravated manslaughter. Investigators say that she was babysitting when she left a 10-month-old girl in the car after she drove to a home to babysit other children. It wasn't until several hours later when the mother arrived to pick up her daughter that Jewell realized that the baby was still in the car.
It's a tragic, tragic story there.
Yes.
And, you know, a couple of sad ones involving mothers for very, very different reasons and tragedy in both of those instances. National headlines quickly here. New York City will be paying George Floyd protesters in a lawsuit settlement involving accusations of unlawful police tactics. About 1,300 people claim they were unlawfully arrested or beaten by New York City police during the summer of 2020 while protesting the police killing of George Floyd. The $13 million settlement means most of the 1,300 protesters will get about $10,000 each.
Also, federal officials are looking into reports of mistreatment of illegal immigrants along the Texas border with Mexico. A spokesperson for the Department of Justice says that the department is accessing claims that state troopers were told to deny water to asylum seekers, as well as push them back into the Rio Grande to go back to Mexico.
Lawmakers in Alabama approving a new congressional voting map that would increase the percentage of black voters in one of the state's districts. The Republican-led House passed the redrawn map yesterday despite pushback from Democrats. They argue that it fails to comply with last month's Supreme Court ruling that requires Alabama to form two majority black congressional districts.
And construction is long awaited for the Southern California to Las Vegas bullet train is one step closer to beginning. The Federal Rail Authority has completed its environmental review for one of the critical sections of the project and found no significant impact. So the company is behind the $12 billion project could start construction as soon as this year. The completion of the project is scheduled for 2027.
Totally in favor of this. Yeah. I want to see more high-speed rail in the U.S. This is one thing that Europe kicks our butt on. You know, of course, we have a lot more cars, but you know, if you're telling me that in Pensacola, if there was a high-speed rail that took me from, let's say, here to Atlanta in like an hour and a half, all in on that.
Yeah.
And I would love to see that. So yeah, if I'm a Southern California resident and I want to go spend a weekend in Vegas and I can get on a train that has me there in an hour, I'm all in on that. 5:30 right now, Fox News Update is coming up and it's followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
News, I'm Matt Napolitano. Democratic presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. taking part in a House hearing on social media censorship and coming under fire from lawmakers in his own party.
All of those statements are taken out of context, and those statements themselves, I have literally, and I said this under oath today, I've never made a single anti-Semitic statement in my life or racist statement in my life.
RFK Jr. on The Story with Martha McCallum. It's believed U.S. Army Private Travis King remains in custody after crossing from South Korea into North Korea earlier this week.
The Army has launched an investigation into this incident. It's going to be led by Army counterintelligence personnel, and they'll be conducting this in coordination with U.S. Forces Korea.
Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheskel with Your Money Now. Back in February, AMC Entertainment unveiled plans to revise its pricing structure, charging more for what would be considered to be the best seats in the theater and discounting front row seats. But after testing the Sightlines initiative in a few markets and seeing little interest for it on the part of consumers, AMC said it will not introduce the plan nationwide. Walmart announced today that it will offer its Walmart Plus subscription service for half price to people receiving food stamps or other governmental assistance. Looking to boost participation in the membership program, the discount giant said the new price for eligible shoppers will be $49 a year instead of $98. Membership benefits include free shipping on online orders, free grocery deliveries, and access to the Paramount Plus streaming service. The Dow Industrials extended the win streak to a ninth day today, the Blue Chip Index adding 164 points, but the broader market retreated. The S&P down 30 points. The NASDAQ skidded nearly 300. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Behold, the Ansac Lawn. Beautiful, durable, built from the roots up to thrive and withstand the wear and tear of everyday life on the Gulf Coast. And like you, we know a healthy lawn is more than just another pretty space. It's the neighborhood soccer field. It's a summertime water park with free admission. It's a backyard campground where imaginations soar. At NSEC, we believe that a healthy lawn adds to the quality of life at home. That's why we engineer each lawn to succeed, with free soil samples that provide a detailed analysis of your lawn's soil, letting us know exactly what your lawn needs to thrive. Plus, with NSEC Lawn Service, you'll get unlimited service calls. After all, that's not just any old lawn, that's your lawn. And to make it grow at its best, you need a better lawn service. NSEC, guaranteed lawn care. Get growing with NSEC today. Visit NSEC.net. That's ENSEC.net.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design. PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it. Giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. Commanders fans have every right to celebrate today. Daniel Snyder's disastrous run as an owner is over. New owner Josh Harris has a lot of work to do, but at least now everyone in the D.C. area can dream of better days and not be embarrassed by a franchise they love so much. I'm Andrew Perloff.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Thursday afternoon. It's really, really hot, but really nice weather here in Northwest Florida. So hope you are enjoying it, getting a little bit closer to the weekend, and just having a good week. We're going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. We do have some slowdowns on some of our major roads. So to start off, Highway 90 in Pace, if you're heading in the westbound direction towards East Spencer Field Road, expect some slowdowns. That is due to an accident. It is backing up a little bit past the Pea Ridge connector. So just keep that in mind. That's westbound on 90 in Pace due to an accident. Also, I-10 is showing some delays also in the westbound direction. It looks like it is improving, but that is going to be due to an accident in between, right in between the Pine Forest and 29 exit, but it is slowing things down. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6111. For weather, we are going to get a real quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
It's going to be a warm night and another warm one Friday with highs in the mid to low 90s and triple digit heat index values. Look out for the heat yet again. Now, this dry weather pattern is finally going to be broken up over the weekend. Looks like showers and thunderstorms will be scattered throughout the area. Saturday's rain chance is 50%. Sunday's rain chance is 70%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We do have a heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. this afternoon, and it's 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Gulf Breeze, and 92 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Well, not the word I wanted to hear from Alan there, but I guess, you know, good things don't last forever. Major League Baseball scoreboard, a lot of early games. They include the Atlanta Braves beating the Diamondbacks 7-5, Reds over the Giants 5-1, Brewers top the Phillies 4-0, and the Blue Jays over the Padres 4-0 as well. Later on, the Astros and A's start at 8:40. The Rays taking on the Orioles in Tampa starting at 5:40. TV game, ESPN Plus, 7:05 start time, the Cardinals and Cubs from Wrigley Field. Other sports news today in the NFL. Owners unanimously approving the sale of the Washington Commanders for a record $6.05 billion. Dan Snyder is no more. He's owned the team since 1999. The new ownership group is led by Josh Harris, who also owns the 76ers and the New Jersey Devils. Vikings, their first-round draft pick in serious trouble. Rookie wide receiver Jordan Addison was cited early this morning at 3 o'clock. He was caught driving 140 miles per hour in a 55-mile-per-hour zone. No word yet on any sort of league or team discipline there. Very fortunate that he didn't hurt himself, that he didn't injure somebody else. You would have thought that after the Henry Ruggs situation that NFL players and wide receivers especially might be a little bit more careful when it comes to driving fast, but I guess that is not the case. So Jordan Addison, let's be better here. Rookie wide receiver, first-round draft pick. That's going to be an interesting conversation that he has with his head coach if he hasn't had it already. Women's World Cup, both host countries winning their opening matchups early this morning. New Zealand over Norway 1-0 and Australia beating Ireland 1-0. Tonight at 9:30 on Fox, Nigeria takes on Canada. And also, if you like to watch soccer during the middle of the night, there's the Philippines versus Switzerland at midnight, and Spain versus Costa Rica starts at 2:30 this morning. That's what's happening in the world of sports. Health, business, and science notes today. the entertainment industry avoiding another possible strike. The union representing Broadway stagehands reached a tentative contract agreement with the Broadway League and Disney Theatrical Productions this morning.
Also, Netflix is recently added nearly 6 million paid subscribers amid its crackdown on password sharing. So the streaming giant said Wednesday that those numbers came through came during the 3 months ending in June, and it now has more than 238 million paid subscribers globally.
Popular housing rental companies are promising to show so-called junk fees on their websites. The Biden administration announced that Zillow, Apartments.com, and AffordableHousing.com have pledged to include all fees up front, so prospective renters know what they're getting into. That means things like application fees and the cost of trash pickup will be included in listings.
Also, unemployment claims are down. The Labor Department says initial claims fell to 228,000 for the week ending in July 15th. That's down from 237,000 jobless claims from the previous week. It's a two-month low, so suggesting that there's still a strong demand for workers.
Pretty interesting story out of Oklahoma. Developers say they're planning a $2 billion theme park that will be like an Americana Disneyland. The American Heartland theme park and resort is scheduled to open in 2026. The developers say the theme park will be comparable in size to Disneyland, and it'll feature six American lands, including the Great Plains, Bayou Bay, Big Timber Falls, Liberty Village, and Electropolis. The new park also will include a 300-room hotel, an indoor water park, and a 300-acre RV park, too.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It does.
That's like a great area to have that kind of theme.
Yeah, oh yeah, so. A lot of space. What of the six American theme park lands stands out to you that you might want to check out there?
Probably Big Timber Falls, I would think.
Okay, yeah, like the Pacific Northwest. That's the kind of vibes I get from
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so. For like a water park?
So I'm guessing we're in Bayou Bay. I mean.
Yeah, I guess.
So that's the only one that would make sense there.
Honestly, yeah. It would be nice if it had some like educational stuff, because I think I need to learn about some of these. Some of them I don't even know what like Liberty Village.
So,
what's that?
Liberty Village. I would think that would be like
Philly,
Northeast. Yeah, like the Eastern Seaboard.
Okay. Cool.
Electropolis. That one's kind of. I mean, that could kind of be all over. Stony Point Harbor. Maybe like that's like the upper Northeast, like Maine, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Big Timber Falls. I mean, I would think that would be like Northern California, Oregon, you know, the Redwoods type.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that area needs a good amusement park area.
I
mean, so,
definitely an attraction. Because you think about it, for people that are, you know, let's look at the random family in Nebraska or Iowa or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, there's entertainment options, and, you know, we're not here to sit here and say that there's nothing to do in these areas. But, I mean, it's really, you know, Disney and, you know, that's just a lot of ways to travel. But you're putting something, you know, kind of in the middle of the country that a lot more people have access to. They can are in much closer proximity to than, you know, trying to fly out to California or drive down to Florida. So, yeah, good for them.
Yeah, I'm excited for them. Well, home sales for June are at their all-time slowest pace in more than a decade. So the National Association of Realtors say that sales of pre-owned homes for last month dropped 18.9% from June of 2022. That's the biggest drop since 2009. Realtors blame the lack of availability housing rather than the lack of demand.
5:45, we'll get a check of the roads and first warning weather, and then we'll move on to pop culture.
Well, we still have some slowdowns in our area that is going to include Highway 90 throughout Pace. There's an accident at East Spencer Field Road, the eastbound direction backing up to a little bit past the P Ridge Connector. So expect some slowdowns there. On I-10, if you're going in the westbound direction, there's still some slowdowns in between Pine Forest and 29. That's due to an accident from earlier, so expect some delays there. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-2626-111. We still have high temperatures for the rest of this week, with a heat advisory going in effect for tomorrow, one currently in effect till 7 p.m., a low of 79 for this evening with mostly clear skies, 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 103. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Texter says, hey, we should just call it Wally World. I like that. Of course, named after the National Lampoon's Vacation movie there. I believe Wally World, if my movie history is correct on that, was in California. Maybe, you know, I don't hate it, but I know it's the Americana theme, but it doesn't say what the name of the park will be, but I wonder if Wally World has any sort of trademark. I would imagine that it does, mm-hmm. but the American Heartland theme park. So yeah, somebody's going to come up with a clever name eventually. So that is for sure. It'll be like the 3 Mile Bridge here. It's not the official name, but it's what everybody calls it. 546 pop culture news. Single winning ticket, of course, in the $1 billion Powerball lottery was sold in Los Angeles. The lucky winner can choose between $1 billion in annuity payments or the lump sum payment of about $516 million. There was a presentation today at the convenience store that the winning ticket was sold at.
Today, we want to present a bonus check of $1 million to Las Palmitas Market. That's the bonus that they win just for selling the winning ticket.
So that happened today. Officials say the person who won the grand prize has a year to come forward. And coming up here, next segment, we'll tell you the four things that you absolutely must do if you win a huge lottery jackpot. So stay tuned for that.
Also, yesterday we were talking about Jason Aldean.
Yes.
Well, former President Trump says that he's a big fan of Jason Aldean. The country star's latest song, Try That in a Small Town, has hit number one on U.S. iTunes charts, through some critics saying that the song is about big city protesters and is encouraging violence. Well, Trump says Jason Aldean is a fantastic guy who came out with a great new song. He added, support Jason all the way, and then he put MAGA.
Yeah, also one of the world's biggest pop culture events has started, but it looks a lot different with the Hollywood strikes. San Diego Comic-Con will lack the A-list celebrities that usually attend, as actors are prohibited by unions from making promotional appearances during the strikes. Also, major movie studios and TV networks are skipping it too. Right now, we'll do it. Four things to do when you hit a huge lottery jackpot. Doesn't have to be Powerball, Mega Millions, but you know, if you win a substantial amount of money, where if you have the concern, if the money is big enough to where you think that you may have people coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the case with $1,000 or $2,000, but you know, if you win like $500,000, $1 million, here are things you should do. Number one, you should immediately document it. Take a photo or video with a winning ticket. Make sure your face and the numbers are clearly visible. So if anybody tries to claim you stole their ticket, you'll be able to prove that you didn't. Number two, and this one may be the most important, don't tell anybody. If you have to tell your mom or something, fine, but even that could be a little risky because some of our moms like to talk more than others do. And so this is really up to your discretion of what kind of mom that you have. The risk is, of course, that she'll tell your aunt, and then it is the aunt who will then go out and tell everybody. And you'll immediately have those long-lost second and third cousins coming out of the woodwork. Number three, seems like a no-brainer, but, I mean, I kept our Powerball ticket in my wallet. Now I
just in case?
I kept it there because it's got, like, the magnetic clasp thing that, you know, I just slid the paper in between,
right? Yeah, mine's still in my car, too.
Yeah, so I kept it there, but if you knew that you won, you would immediately want to put that into a secure location. Your best option, probably a safety deposit box at the bank, but I'm telling you right now, I don't trust anyone. I am not letting that thing out of my personal home.
No.
So I'm getting like a fireproof safe or something that I can safely store it in, but I am not leaving it up to another entity to
safeguard
that.
No way. I want eyes on it.
I actually think that's a bad that's a bad option there. But you know, on the other hand, I mean, it's not. Yeah, I mean, if you sign it though, and you have the picture, you're protecting yourself. So that's why it's first. But what if somebody were to just rip it?
Yeah.
I mean, it, you know.
No, if something happened to the ticket, I would want to be the one to blame, not
right.
I tried to do this to be proactive about. Like not losing it and
100%.
Someone else's human error.
That's right.
Messed it up
yep.
for me.
Finally, number four, find a financial planner. Make sure it's a big one with national cred, not some small time planner down the street. No offense to small time planners, by the way, but maybe you want to ask the question if there is somebody local, maybe somebody that you even work with. You say, hey, so perchance have you worked with lottery winners before? I just came into some winnings and, you know, see what they say from there. And of course, they'll be able to walk you through the rest about how the taxes work and everything like that. So 5:51, we'll take a final break this hour. Come back with more wacky and weird headlines and good news to finish up hour number two of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Peakmore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Peedmore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When it comes to Medicare, one size does not fit all. Ricky Stewart is a premier level gold agent with United Healthcare. She can help you find a local United Healthcare plan that fits your needs and budget. From plans that cover out-of-pocket costs to comprehensive plans that include additional plans and features, Ricky is here to help. Online, in person, or over the phone, Ricky has the expertise and experience to navigate all your insurance questions and concerns. To make an appointment, visit insuredbyricky.com today.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Thursday afternoon. We're going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to our more wacky and weird stories, and of course, ending on some good news. We do still have some slowdowns. That's on Highway 90 in Pace. In the westbound direction, expect some delays due to an accident. See the accidents at East Spencerfield Road, backing up past the P Ridge Connector. If you see anything else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. For weather, we are going to be seeing some rain this weekend. That's going to be Saturday and Sunday, some chances. But the rest of this work week is still high temperatures and dry weather, with a heat advisory in effect for tonight until 7 p.m. and a heat advisory set for tomorrow as well. Our low for this evening is 79 in mostly clear skies. It's 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 103. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much, Gracie. So today is the big day. It is Barbenheimer Day. Two highly anticipated blockbusters, Greta Gerwig's Barbie and Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer, are in theaters tonight. The dual release has inspired moviegoers to create their own double feature. AMC Theaters reporting some 40,000 people have bought tickets to see both on the same day. If you are one of them here in Pensacola, we'd love to hear from you. 850-437-1620 when you are seeing the double features. The National Association of Theater Owners predicts, though, that number may actually reach 200,000 moviegoers who choose to see the films the same day at theaters across the country. So I have said many times on this program, I am very much excited for Oppenheimer. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to see it this weekend, most likely, although I have been very tempted to just bite the bullet and go see a late showing. And by late showing, I mean like 10:30 at night. It's a 3-hour movie, and I know I'm just caught up in my own psyche and my own excitement right now, because I know there's no way I would be able to stay up the whole movie. And so for me, this is the biggest movie, the one that I'm most excited about since Endgame, so I cannot do that to myself. I will resist the temptation to go see it at 10:30 at night tonight or tomorrow night, and I will just wait for next weekend. So please, no spoilers if you come across me. I am resisting the urge to go to like a 10:30 showing tonight or tomorrow night. I really want to see it this opening weekend. I'm just not sure I'm going to be able to pull it off. Maybe Barbie I could get away with, like a 9 o'clock showing tonight or tomorrow, but I want, a full night of sleep. I want the 40-ounce slushie in one hand, the popcorn in the other, my cheat day. And I want to enjoy the experience. So
I will say, when I was leaving work today, my roommate was coming home. And I'm not super jealous, but she had just went to the mall. She got a Barbie t-shirt, and she's going to the Barbie movie tonight. And I was like, oh, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. Yeah, it is fun. Well, you know, Barbie, I mean, it's got a lot more showings than Oppenheimer does, because, I mean, Oppenheimer's got the digital ones, but nobody wants to see the digital ones this weekend. So it's really IMAX or bust. Barbie's not an IMAX, so you got 8, 9, 10 o'clock showings at Bayou. You've got the 6, 10, 7, 8, 9, and 10 over at W Street. So plenty of opportunities to see it tonight. But yeah, Oppenheimer, a little bit more limited because everybody wants to go see it in IMAX. Mm-hmm. So I'll get there. It's going to have to be early because I don't want to have any spoilers, even though, I mean, it's based on a free movie. It's based on a true story. So
What happened at the end?
did the atomic bomb get off? Did they do it? Yeah, so I don't know about spoilers, but you know what I mean. 5:59, Channel 3 News at 6 coming up. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.